Are we ready? Okay. I speak kind of loud anyway, but this will help, and I still make sure that I speak up. So, Happy New Year to everyone, 2022. I was waiting for Jay to say that, but he didn't, so I'm going to say it. Happy New Year to everybody. When I say Happy New Year, I'm not going to take away Greg's message, because I'm sure he's got a good 2022 message for us. I'm totally somewhere else out there. So, I'll tell you what. Last week, Brother Joe asked me if I would try to teach, and I said, "If it helps you, I will." So, when he said all that, and I was kind of thought, well, you know, I've been debating about, you know, I've always wanted to teach and maybe something in the adult class. Now, granted, I've taught upstairs with some of the younger children, but I thought, wow, when I was driving home, I thought to myself, wow, what did I just do? But I just agreed to teach, and well, what am I going to teach on? So this is going to really sound kind of funny or strange or whatever, but so then all day Sunday, first of all, I guess when I was driving home, I was thinking about it. And then I thought, well, Lord, you'll give me something to teach on, and I hope and pray. And Sunday kept going through, and all at once, you know, I was still thinking, what am I going to teach on? So basically Monday morning, Mike, he stays with me a little bit, our brother, and we get in some kind of heavy discussions in the morning. It's good to have that fellowship with your brother. And, you know, he was talking about some of the concerns that, you know, he had on his heart, maybe the trials or things that was concerning him. And I kept on listening to him, and I was thinking about things that I had on my heart as well. And he talked about, I just thought to myself, and I said, sometimes it's hard for us to pray and leave it there. I said, it is for me. I mean, which we shouldn't be like that, but, you know, I want to fix it, and I want to fix it now. I mean, it's just, that's the way I'm programmed, I guess. I want an answer, and, you know, that's the patience that I have on things. But so as I kept on debating, what am I going to speak about? Well, right then, when we had that discussion, I thought, faith. I thought, that's what I'm going to teach on. I looked at Mike and I said, faith. And he said, well, what's Dennis talking about? I said, that's what I'm going to teach on. So basically, kind of knowing for sure that's what I was going to teach on, but still, you know, maybe a little iffy. So basically what I did was I walked in the kitchen and I got me another cup of coffee because this is real early in the morning. And the funniest thing about this is in our kitchen, Kristen has always been good about, you know, putting up decorations or decor from time to time. And on our in our house, we have these little plaques. We have little plaque, it is well with my soul. But she had these little, I'm going to call them little pillow decors, or whatever you want to call them, that go on door handles. And they said, one time said hope. I remember one time one said, it seems like it said peace. One said joy. And there's like four handles in there. And all the other ones had got knocked off except the one. Now, granted, this one that said, when I turned to the left, it said faith. And it was the only one that existed. I don't even know what happened to the rest of them. I mean, these things have been up forever. The one that faith was hanging on and still exists is the one that goes to my garage. So the thing about that is, I thought was so funny, is maybe she has faith that I'm going to clean up that garage, you know, that's why she put it on that door. The other thing is, right when I looked that way, I thought, that's it. I can't believe this is even happening. Wow, this is great. Anyway, enough rambling about that, but we are going to, I will say about one thing, that there was another one that was still on the door, but it was covered up with like little purses and little fat masks, and it said, count your blessings. So that one wasn't meant to be at that time. As far as, and I want to make sure that I follow my notes, I think about, do I have the faith that I proclaim to the world, and do I have the faith to demonstrate to my brothers and sisters and demonstrate it clearly to them about how I feel about my faith? When I speak about faith, I'm not really referring to some of the scriptures that I'll be bringing up. Is not actually the scriptures of salvation, but the faith in my everyday life. When I started this out and I spoke about how trials and tribulations, things that happen in my life, am I looking to the Lord like I should, and not trying to figure things out on my own, trying to go before Him, and when I should be trusting more in Him. You know, it seems like every service we come, I'm going to say we, but all this is really to me. When I sit down and I start thinking about this, the reason faith was brought up or shown to me what to teach on, because it was about me. It was my faith, even though I'm sharing it with you. I may say we, but I do understand sometimes when you have something on your heart and your mind or something that you want to talk about, it's basically, and you study it, it just, everything points right at you. It, you know, it's not about, you know, yeah, you get to share the blessings or something that you were shown, but it was given to me. And sometimes weak in my faith isn't something that, you know, I truly want to share, but it's the truth. And how I can get stronger from it. We come to church. I come to church. We sing a faith every service. We think, you know, I jotted down a few songs that stuck out in my mind. And definitely we sing all kinds of songs about faith, which we should. The first one that came to mind was Have Faith in God. And so as I thought about that, I thought, how true that we sing about that. Another one that I thought of was My Faith Looks Up to Thee. And then naturally, when I think about My Faith Looks Up to, you know, the scriptures given, you know, looking unto Jesus and the author and the finisher of our faith in Hebrews 12:2. I thought about faith is the victory. We know that overcomes the world. It mentions in 1 John, this is the victory we overcome with the world. We know even our faith. And I start thinking, even my faith. All these songs that we sing and my trusting that I should have or put all my faith in Him, that I don't worry about this world, the things that's going to go on in it, that I can trust in Him and leave it there. Like the Bible tells us, and that He's going to take care of all things. We sing the song, Living by Faith. And I just started, you know, singing that out when I started thinking about this song. And, you know, living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all hearts safe, in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. So when I started singing that, I thought, wow, do we just sing it? Do we just word it? Or do we actually, when it says and feel no alarm, how, I guess, weak I am at some times thinking, you know, not trusting as I should. And it's not that I don't trust in God and what He's going to, what He's done for me. I just know sometimes I may get worked up over something because I'm not going to Him as I should and saying, Lord, I know You're going to take care of this. I'm so guilty about saying, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to go try to go before, you know, consulting God and trying to figure it out when all I got to do is go to Him. I'm so guilty about that. You know, we go through things that test our faith. And, you know, this is a story that I wanted to share. And, I don't know what you think of brother. With our brother, no, he didn't have any faith at all. But I do. But there's things that I went through that made me recall, wow, I should have just, you know, went to the Lord and prayed about it. And now, when we talk about faith, even though this almost sounds like we're alluding to the fear too, and it is, it's almost like fear versus faith. But there are things that I went through, and I thought about an issue that happened to me. And I know Brother Greg and my brother Mike, they both have had blood clots. They've had issues. And basically, I remember Mike had them a lot earlier and never really gave them a lot of thought that they would ever happen to me. But one January, I started having this pain in my calf. And as I had this pain in my calf, I thought, wow, what is that? That's strange. I knew it wasn't really for like a muscle, but I thought to myself, I'm going to go run it out, whatever it is. Years ago, I don't know how many years I've even had this issue, but, and I thought, I'll just run this out. You know, shooting pains will go away, whatever it is. And obviously, it did go away. It was kind of funny. It was like it was there 1 or 2 or 3 days, and then after it seemed like I ran, it was gone. Now, whether that had anything to do with what I'm getting ready to talk about, but later, I want to say it was about possibly 3 or 4, 5 days, I had this real bad pain in my left side. I remember it being around a holiday where I was off from work in January. And it was on a Monday, and I remember I started having these shooting pains in my side, and they would kind of shoot toward the heart. I remember that I called Kristen at her work, and I said, honey, I feel this pain. And she said, well, maybe you should go to the doctor. Well, I went ahead and thought, I'm okay. It's going to be all right. And I waited and I waited. And she was still at work. And I thought, if it's that bad when she gets home, then we'll see what we'll do. She did come home and it got worse. It must have been Kristen's fault, right? But she got home and I was just really in bad pain. And I thought, we need to go to the hospital. So we went and as they put me on the checking me out, they kept on asking me where was the pain, how what it feel like, you know how they do the 1 to 10 thing, and I told them that the pain was in my left side, but it was shooting toward the middle of my chest. Well, naturally, they started thinking heart immediately, and I'm thinking, oh no. And basically what had happened was they ended up running an EKG. They ended up running a stress test. They ended up running a rest test, an x-ray. They ran me through the whole meal of things. And it even got to the part where they weren't getting the information or maybe the results that they wanted to have, but they ended up even doing a heart cath on me. After all this was said and done, it seemed like basically that it was diagnosed as a bad case, a side pleurisy. And then they sent me home. So when they sent me home, basically I thought, well, this is okay. You know, I had a heart cath. That's good. I got a good result. Everything was good and clear. And then a few days later, as I was coughing, I noticed a little blood on my phone. And I thought, well, that just threw up some red flags. And I thought, really not that much pain, but I knew I was coughing, so I knew there was something that needed still to be done. So I went back to the doctor, And why they didn't do this in the very beginning, they ran a CAT scan. Now, when they ran a CAT scan, you know, I'm sitting there, and I was already a nervous wreck, you know. But as I was there, then the lady, you know, who was running the CAT scan, I looked there and said, "Hey, you seen anything?" And she kind of made, you know, they probably really can't tell you anything, but she said, you know, what little bit or something she had seen. Well, basically, I had found out that I had a pulmonary embolism. Now, anybody that probably knows anything about me, you know, panic set in. And I remember that panic had, I was getting a little bit worked up, and I remember that I had called Kristen. She wasn't there at the time, and I remember her mom and dad coming there. And her mom and dad came there, and I don't know if they come there for comfort. I don't know if they come there. I can't even remember because I was so stirred up. I remember that as I was, the blood pressure, it shot up. And it probably the blood pressure shot up because of my worriness, one of the things that I was worrying about. And I thought about that, and I thought, wow. Well, when I, first of all, even though I had a lot of family on Greg's side that is in the medical profession, you know, I had never really got into the medical terms about things. So when I heard a pulmonary embolism, I was just thinking, oh no, what's that? So the thing I was thinking about is I was just going to start going, you know, all at once go into something, and that was the end of it. And that's the way it was going to be. So that's probably why I worked myself up. And you know, I went into the pulmonologist, and he went in there and he was telling me about it. Well, he didn't help matters either. The thing about it is, when I say he didn't help things, he had me all stirred up. Now, I'm being stirred up, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm afraid to even walk. You know, what may happen. Now, go ahead and let me tell you, this is, you know, I'm kind of sharing this, and I'm kind of sharing it very lightly, but to me at the time it was sincere, even though I may be making a little bit of fun of it now, or of myself. But all at once, I finally got to go into my doctor, and I was sitting down with him, and he said, you know what? He said, we got this. And I'm thinking, wow. I'm thinking, and now all at once, everything just started releasing. He said, we got this. We can deal with this. And I'm thinking, wow, how great. Why do I might not have to worry as bad, even though I went through some things later on with it. And then I thought to myself, how much faith that I had in my doctor versus then how much more I should have had in my godly father. I'm not knocking anything, you know, medically here. I praise God for their knowledge, the doctors and all those who are in the medical profession. But, you know, my godly father, my Lord and Savior, you know, he tells me every day, I got this. He tells me every second of every minute of every hour of every day, I got this. Which naturally, when I start, you know, thinking back to this, I start thinking the verse that we have heard many a time, and I just start thinking, old Dennis of little faith is what I thought. You know, I'm kind of ashamed to not sometimes to try where I try to figure it out when I should be praying about it. And Lord, I pray for the forgiveness of when he's telling me, Dennis, I've got this, and trust in me. So faith, we're going to look at some teachings about it. Now, this may be one of the shortest teaching lessons that you've ever heard, and that's fine. And I'm going to take Brother Joe that clock is right. Is that right? It is. And basically, if it's that short, then we'll have time for Greg to prepare a little bit more for his. But this is kind of something that's really hard when it comes to timing. So I thought, well, if I do really bad, Brother Joe won't ask me to do this no more. Or then next time I'll be able to prepare better with time. But basically, I wanted to say something about, once again, faith, as far as the some of the scriptures and some of the what I found out, what faith means, even though I already know. But I'm still going to share this with you. So anything I'm going to bring up, anything I'm going to share, y'all already know it. You know the verses better than I do. But it's something that was reassuring to me and me being able to share this with you. Basically, I looked up the Webster Dictionary, what it defined faith as. And so I thought, you know what, this is good. Well, I've got to share this. It says it was a Webster Dictionary defines it as faith as a strong belief or trust in someone or something. It is a belief in the existence of God, strong religious feelings or beliefs. It's a system, and it also says a system of religious beliefs, then it says religion. So there's nothing new there that you know, it told me or anything like that, but I share that, but I just didn't want to stop there. I wanted to go to in the Greek. And then in the Greek, and y'all have heard this, but I'm going to bring it up again, the root word from which we get faith is from the noun, which is pronounced pistis, which is and believe. And by this, it means the pistis, the Greek word. Faith means belief, firm persuasion, assurance, firm conviction, faithfulness. So, you know, the word that it, when I thought about the Greek, I said, well, it's just going right with the English. In the Hebrew, the word, I'm going to pronounce this, it is pronounced, spelled E-N-U-N-A-H. It's pronounced emuna. It's understood in English to mean faith or belief, but is often translated as faithfulness. And yet, it describes much more than just believing a statement about God. It reveals a life that, you know, it reveals a full, a life, a full. So in the Webster Dictionary, it was just to reaffirm basically the word faith and the definition of how I should be and being more faithful. And the reason I do bring all the translations up is just to define as how great the word faith is. We hope for a certain of things. The Bible teaches that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Now, granted, right when I say that, it is exactly what Hebrews 11:1 basically says. So, with that long talk about where I'm headed, naturally we're going to go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. So, if everybody will turn to Hebrews in the 11th chapter, we're going to read that this morning. And the reason is it's just so good to read this and what it says. And I like how all the verses, down through all the way to about verse 31, you know, it talks about by faith. It starts out every verse by faith. By faith, when you start from 7 all the way down to verse 31. So anyway, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now as I read this to you, once again, my Bible is a scold, a fear of reference. So some of the words I looked at, and I do know that it goes right along with the words that we haven't from the King James, but they do throw those words in there. So if I read it like that, so I don't mess up or make it harder on myself, I'm going to read it that way. Back to verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For by what, it says, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Then it gives us, once again, starting here, I guess, verse 4, I said verse 7, but it does give us the instances of faith. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, being dead, yet speaketh. Now, when we read some of these verses on down there, once again, it's going to show salvation and stuff, but I just thought some of the acts and some of the things they did, just how great it was, that some of the things that they had in their lives, and by faith, they trusted and how they persevered. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And basically, you can see that we're talking about salvation here. But even in the faith that we should have when we come before the throne of grace, that basically how we should be believing, how we should be faithful, and knowing that whatever we come before the Lord, he's going to take care of. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing where he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a stranger country, or a foreign country, dwelling in the Scofield reference says tents. I think that the other word is tabernacles. Dwelling in tabernacles or tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him in the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even by one, and him as good as dead, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have an opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested or tried, offered up Isaac, and that he had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son. You know, and I start thinking right there, I know the picture of salvation and everything there, but, you know, I just started thinking about Abraham's faith. You know, we take for granted. We all think that these are stories and just stories of the Bible. They're not just stories. They're for real. You know, it's so hard maybe to think back in the day. It's hard for me to think back in those times. But can you imagine, you know, and we know why this was all done, but can you imagine your only son, and by faith, to offer him up and knowing that you have this great faith that it's going to be okay. And you know, I just had to say that about that verse. You know, the great faith of Abraham. Verse 18, of whom it was said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up from the dead, from which also he received him in a figure. Verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Verse 21, by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Verse 22, by faith Joseph, when he died, he made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, he was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was, Scofield says, a beautiful child, and basically it a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of treasures in Egypt. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured a seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea by dry land, which the Egyptians, saying to do, were drowned. Verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down, and they were compassed about 7 days. Verse 31, by faith the heart of Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. And then it goes on to speak more about the many heroes of faith. Basically, I know a lot of this is about salvation, but it also just tells me the great trust, the great faith that they had in God, and they knew that everything would be fine. And once again, when I talk about this, I don't mean to get wordy, but it, for me, how I just need to trust in God more. I know I had things written down, you know, about the mustard seed. I started thinking about, you know, the apostles, and you know, when you look at a mustard seed, and if I was to hold it up, you wouldn't even be able to see it. But you know how great the mustard seed, how small that it is. But if we had that faith, how we could just, you know, what's the Bible say? Remove a mountain to another place. It just, I think, wow, what minute faith really. When he uses that as an example, and how I just had that, all the great things, not just of the fears or things I have in my life, but even here at Grace Missionary Baptist Church, things that I'm sure right now were of low number. And we think, Lord, is this, are we going to grow? So basically, I thought, we will. God has his due time, and we will grow in the way that he wants us to grow. First of all, I think he wants us to grow spiritually. And then maybe if we all are right in the spirit that we should be, then maybe we'll grow by number. But by all things, I sure hope and pray, my prayer is that we are all growing more spiritually than anything else. So I got off on a little bit of a tangent there, but I know y'all can't believe that. But so basically, all these verses that I have, I'm not going to read them all for time's sake. I wanted to read the Hebrews 11th chapter because I think we know it as the great faith chapter. But there is a verse in 1 John chapter 5, 14 and 15. And you know what? We got to do it. We're going to go ahead and read. I'm not worried about time at this time. Greg will forgive me. But I'm talking about, I didn't mean to say 1 John, but in John 5, and y'all have to give me a minute to get over there too. John 5, verse 14 and 15. And it says, afterward, Jesus finding, let me make sure this is the right verse. Oh, yeah, I'm wrong. I'm so sorry. It was 1 John. I knew that wasn't the right reading. Actually, I'm so sorry. It's in 1 John chapter 5, 14 and 15. I apologize. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Now basically, talking about our prayer. If we are in faith with him like we should be, then basically the performance of what he would do for us, if we just, that he'll do the things that we ask of. James, the first chapter, I'm not going to get into all that, but it does say, you know, if we ask in faith, not wavering in our faith, means that, you know, he will answer what we ask of. So there's so many more verses that I have, and I can't even believe that because of time's sake. So I won't keep rambling, but I do know that 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. I know a lot of these things, once again, is about me and what I've thought about. Lord, give me faith. Help me to be stronger, especially in the year of 2022. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You know, all I need to do is look to my God and my Savior, and he will do all things for me. I will say one other thing that I have here, and then I'll end. It says, one of Charles Spurgeon quotes, it says, my faith rests not in what I am, or shall be, or feel, or know, but in what Christ is, and what he has done, and in what he is doing for me. And I kind of seen that, and I really liked it, and kind of summed things up. But Lord, I'm saying this to myself. If you wrestle with faith, if your faith is how it should be, you know what? I pray, if you're anything like myself, that, you know, I just trust in him more. I don't want you to think that I'm a super weak person when it comes about trusting in the Lord. But there are things that happen in my life that I should go to him first instead of try to figure them out on my own. So what we're going to do here is I thank everyone for listening to me babble. It seemed like it was kind of iffy and things that I'm not the best speaker. Some of my words I chose might not have been the right words to choose, but you know, forgive me of that. But if we will, what we're going to do is we're going to dismiss from this service to the other, and I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer. Our Father, Lord, we come to you in prayer this morning. Our Father, I'm thankful for what you have shown me, our Father, about faith. My Father, I don't feel like I I'd done the teaching lesson as great as I would like to. But our Father, we just thank you that you have shown this to me, and that if anything or one word has been said that has edified anything or anyone, our Father, then we thank you for it. Our Father, we thank you for all your words, all your book, what it says about faith. Our Father, the faith that we have in you for dying for our sins, the faith that we have in you, our Father, for this everyday life that we walk. Father, help us not to have the fear. Lord, help us not to have the fear of the world. Help us not to have fear that things that may happen in our lives. Our Father, we know that you're in control. You're in control of all things. And our Father, help us just to reassure ourselves of that. Help us to know that. Help us to know that thou art God, and there's nothing that can stay your hand. You have a plan. Help us to know that. Help us to just to look for you for all things that we do. Lord, we once now just thank you for letting us have the opportunity to try to speak your word, try to teach your word. Father, be with us as we look into your word from time to time and to know more about things you want us to know. We pray now that everything that has been said and done and songs that are sung for all those who will be taking part in the continuation of the services, Lord, be with them. Be with Brother Greg. Be with Brother Joe as he stands before us and leads us in song and announcements. Now, Father, thank you for all of our brothers and sisters that are here this morning with us. Our Father, we just ask now that you just forgive us our sins and our own ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.